listening to Coffee with Kenobi. You are the podcast you're looking for. This is...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coffee with Kenobi here live at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm your host, Dan Z. It is episode 134, and we are here. We're actually here at San Diego Comic-Con. If you would have told me over 5 years ago, hey, you're going to go to Comic-Con, and you're going to be broadcasting live from Lucasfilm Pavilion at the Topps booth, I would have been really excited because that is the kind of stuff that you try to shoot for, right? You try to do some of the most amazing things you can. And here at the Topps booth, you can do something incredibly, incredibly amazing. And I'm hoping that when you are here at San Diego Comic-Con this year, that you will go ahead and check it out. And here's what they have offered for you. They have a life-size Topps trading card. And I just did this about 15, 20 minutes ago. You can see it on CWK, on our Instagram, and of course on our Twitter feeds. And you pose and you put up a special hashtag. And the hashtag that you'll want to put up is hashtag, here we go. It's SWCT sweepstakes. And what can happen is you can win autographed memorabilia courtesy of Topps. And it's really, really cool. And I won't reveal what they are, but I will say you will not be disappointed when you win. It sounds like an amazing, amazing opportunity. So when you're there, they have a number of options for you. They have Han Solo's Nerf Blaster. They've got Lando's cape. They've got the Chewbacca mask that makes the sound effects that was very famous from the Chewbacca mom. What was that, a year and a half ago, something like that? And people are having a ton of fun. In fact, some people, I think, may not actually leave the card because they're having so much fun doing it, which is a great thing to see. And they're located beautifully here at the Lucasfilm Pavilion. You can tell, by the way, where the Lucasfilm Pavilion is because it's got this huge black carpet. It's right next to Mattel and Hot Wheels. And over here by the Lego stuff, so I know there's a lot of cool stuff right underneath the 3000 sign. It's really, really fantastic. So much to see, so much to do here at San Diego Comic-Con. Besides posing with a replica prop from Solo, A Star Wars Story, people who visit the booth can enter a free sweepstakes for a chance to win this autographed memorabilia. And while you're here, you may as well download the Star Wars Card Trader app for free, and you're going to have access to a special download on the mobile device that's going to give you access to a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive card. And I am really fired up about that. I love when they do the card exclusives. When they did these exclusives before at celebrations, they're always really, really awesome-looking cards you can't get anywhere else. And Star Wars fans, of course, we are definitely suckers for exclusives. I mean, how could you not be, right? Star Wars has this long, amazing history of giving out these exclusives that become collectibles, and they tell a story, right? When you have these collectibles, they tell a story. And Topps, because of the visual nature of cards and card trading, plus the fact that you can get with your friends and say, hey, I got this one, what did you get? You can trade and talk about them. And the nice thing, of course, about the Topps digital card trader app is that when you're doing it, you don't have to worry about losing anything because it's online, right? You're never going to lose. You don't have to worry about having the shoebox that we talked about before and losing that with all of your cards in them, because it's not going to happen, right? It's just not going to happen because you've got them online. It's in the cloud, right? As they say, in the cloud. Which is a fun thing to try to explain to a five-year-old, by the way. But that's a story for another time. So also, getting access to the special exclusive card, you can enter your photo on social media again for a chance to win these autograph prizes. And I did it. As I said, I did it on Twitter. I did it on Instagram. And it has been an absolute blast. So Topps has been working with Star Wars for a very, very long time. And when I get a chance, I'm going to have some members of the Topps team to come on and talk about the great things that Topps is offering here at San Diego Comic-Con. Okay, so some of the things that I've noticed so far here at Comic-Con. I mean, when you walk in, there's very much a frenzy, but something unique. I've been to a lot of cons before. This feels it's like controlled chaos. It's hard to explain, but really, the way that things are working out here, they've got, you know, security everywhere. They've got people everywhere that are talking about, you know, where you can go, where you can't go, and they're very kind. Of course, it's the first day, so I'd hope they would be nice. Maybe on Sunday it might be a different story, but for right now, it seems to be doing things very well for everyone. Everything is, as I said, organized. It's very clear where you're supposed to go, and there are no doubts about what's going on. You know what I mean? Everything is very clearly displayed. I already like the organization better than I have for any celebrations that I've been to. So it's good. And if you hear the stuff in the background, it's people coming over to this house who've getting their picture with the life-size trading card, so that's always fun. So far, seen a lot of wonderful people that I've gotten to know over the years with Coffee with Kenobi. I saw Matt and Amanda, of course, Matt Martin from the Story Group, I saw Adam Bray, Star Wars author and all-around great guy. I saw Brian Sims, who does a lot of photography for Coffee with Kenobi, and Star Wars fans know him, of course, from his work online, and he's just a great guy also. I saw Steele Saunders walk by a little bit ago. I'll catch up with him. I talked to Scott Bromley from the Star Wars show briefly. I see Jason Ward from Making Star Wars over there. Hopefully when he comes by, we can grab him for a few minutes and see what he thinks about things. He's obviously a very active member of the community. I see Justin from Lucasfilm, of course, formerly of the Force Cast. It's always great to see Justin. And there's just so many things. The costumes and the cosplay that I've seen so far are just incredible. I mean, when I was driving over here today, my wife and I had lunch in Little Italy in San Diego. And on the way back to the hotel, I ran into someone on the street. And well, I didn't actually run into her. I was in the car, and she was on the sidewalk. But she was dressed like She-Ra. And it was a great costume. I thought, wow, if this is the kind of stuff I can expect to see, it's going to be amazing. I mean, everything was planned out. Even the hat that she wears, it looked believable. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's tricky with cosplay, but the time and energy that people put into these things, I think, is really, really impressive. So I'm going to try to get a hold of some people from the Topps booth, if I can, and see what they have to say about the great things that Topps has going on at their booth. Like I said, you can get your picture with a life-size Topps trading card, and it's really, really cool looking, too, because it's got that classic Topps Star Wars look to it that we know so well from back in 1977. And it's got the blue with the stars, and it's a beautiful thing. So as far as Star Wars, there's been a lot of things going on, of course, in Star Wars. This is the week where you want to have stuff that people are excited about because it's Comic-Con, right? So you're going to see new trailers. You're going to see new costumes. You're going to see lots of new and exciting things. It did get announced that the Solo movie is going to come out on digital September 14th and Blu-ray on September 25th. And it's got a ton of extras. Have you seen the extras that are on this thing? I want to pull it up on my phone and let you know, because it is an absolute, it's a blockbuster. And one of the things I like the most about these Star Wars Blu-rays and the digital releases is the fact that they do these things. And the extras are out of this world. They really add a lot. I mean, the Last Jedi documentary was so cool, right? It has so many cool things. Especially that documentary about the making of the film. That's always my favorite stuff. And anything with Rian Johnson, I'm always going to sign up for, because the guy loves Star Wars and he's so smart. And the passion and care, like the scene where he tells Mark Hamill, hey, you know, Luke is going to die. And Hamill takes a moment, because it's like, you know, that's a character that's very, very special to him. I mean, that character has been responsible for so many wonderful things and events in his life. And you just can't beat that. Let's pull up the Solo Blu-ray, because I want you to hear some of the things that they have offered. All right, so we've got Solo, the director and cast roundtable. You're going to sit there with Ron Howard and the stars for an intimate and entertaining discussion of the film's making. This is all courtesy of StarWars.com. So sign me up for that right away, because I've been lucky to sit with the cast before and chat with them. And I saw, you know, the general admiration they have for one another and the way they chat with each other. And I'm sure there are going to be some great nuggets there of information from the film. There's one called Team Chewie, which shows what it goes into bringing the Wookiee to life. And Yunus Suotamo is an awesome guy anyway. We got to talk with him when we were at Galaxy's Edge. Or I wish at Galaxy's Edge. We were at Galactic Nights back in late May, and he came on the show. And he talked to you a little bit about the physicality of playing Chewbacca. And so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of insights there. There's something called Remaking the Millennium Falcon, where they're going to talk about how they transform the Falcon, you know, from where Lando has it to where it is now with Han Solo. Well, now, meaning, I guess, from The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. Escape from Corellia. I'm going to show you the behind the scenes of the chase of the streets. A big thing on the train heights, which I'm sure is going to have a lot of Western influence, which is really, really cool. And then we've got Scoundrels, Droids, Creatures, and Cards. It's going to be an in-depth tour of the bar with the Strangers Mix and Match. Mix and Match. Mix. I'm excited. What can I say? I might fumble my words on occasion. It's, you know, when they play Sabacc and all the characters in there, there's like kind of this movie's version of the cantina. And then it's got Becoming a Droid L337. So you're going to meet the talented actor who brought her to life. And she's definitely funny. So I'm here with Gino Ferrazzano. Gino is one of the people who's behind this incredible display here at Topps. Gino, how's it going?
Great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Tell everybody all the cool things that you can do here if they haven't already seen it on Twitter and Instagram.
Sure. So Topps is featured in the Lucasville Pavilion. And we'll be doing a life-size card sweepstakes where if people take a photo inside of a Topps 1977 design, they can enter a contest to win a signed picture from Paul Bettany from Solo, a Star Wars movie. So it's a lot of fun. It's something that people are always after, especially with the new movie being released. So we're doing that all inside the booth.
And I'm glad you mentioned the 1977, because that when people see that, that is so eye-catching and memorable, because Topps has been with Star Wars and Lucasfilm since the very beginning.
Exactly, and I think the nostalgia is what we are going for here, you know, picking the 1977 design for the card itself, and to see that's a Comic-Con exclusive, which people always come running when they hear that. So I think people have a lot of fun with it, especially since we have a bunch of props from the movie as well to kind of hammer home the design. So,
well, you said the key things. You said Star Wars, you said Topps, and then you said, you know, the iconic value of this memories that Star Wars creates for us. When you're coming to design the actual cards themselves, what kind of care and thought goes into just creating just any card for Topps for Star Wars?
Sure. So I think that's one of the things that people don't see behind the scenes. You know, a lot of our designers will watch a lot of the footage, some of the spin-off footage, a lot of the fan followings and the co-followings, and they'll get inspired in a bunch of different ways to create original artwork. So that's kind of what we're going for, especially with the app itself. You know, we have the freedom to design original artwork and see what fans really like in the app and outside of the app. So I think it's inspiration from the past movies and obviously from the newer movies that have come out.
And it's a beautiful thing because film, especially Star Wars, is such a beautiful visual medium. And Topps brings it to life because you've got some of these images that we've grown up with, or ones that have just become sudden classics when you see them on the screen for the first time. So it really does bring it home. Now, you and I were talking before we did this about the digital side of Topps and how cool it is to collect these things, because it's very, very unique from collecting the hard cards themselves.
Sure. And, you know, that's something that we've noticed is a lot of the people who use the app are also hardcore collectors in the tangible physical card world as well. And I think they like the fact that they can have it both digitally and physically, to be honest with you. You know, we make the joke that now you don't have to carry around the shoebox or the giant Bible of cards, but rather everything on your phone itself. And I also think the ability to trade with people around the world, it unlocks an ability that it's never been seen before in the trading world.
That's a key, because especially like when the big sets come out, you know, like when Solo came out, or when The Last Jedi came out, or when The Force Awakens came out, especially, I remember that. I remember sitting in line, you know, we getting the new merchandise, and then you get that update that the new cards are out, and then you go and there's like 12 exclusive or 16, and then you get a bunch, and you have to trade. And if not for that ability, you might not be able to get them all.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes the app unique is, you know, we release new cards every day, and we've been very lucky that so many movies have been released in the last couple of years, you know, bringing in fresh content to the app, and I'm actually really excited to see what's going to happen next.
I am too, and I'm sure there are a lot of things that you know that you're not, of course, privy to, and we're so non-spoiler anyway that we're not going to even talk about that. We know that we're excited. So you and I have been talking for a while about this exciting weekend. And there's a lot of incredible things coming down the pipe. What can you tell us about the future of Star Wars and Topps Digital?
Sure. So, I mean, we're always trying to innovate. We're always trying to evolve the app. We're trying to add more elements where you can really leverage your card collection and bring your cards to life. And so I think that's something that fans should really look out for is cool and interactive ways that they can use their card collection, you know, whether that's trading or upgrading the collection itself. But I think they should definitely keep a lookout to see how we continue to bring the cards to life.
That's a good teaser right there, because, you know, one of the fun things about being a Star Wars fan is the collecting aspect of things. So I'm going to put you on the spot now, since we're here at Comic-Con. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
I would have to say I loved Rogue One, to be honest with you. I loved the kind of how dark it was. You know, it wasn't the fairy tale ending that some movies may have. And I loved the cast of characters, and I got to meet a lot of them at Star Wars Celebration 2 years ago. So it was cool, and it resonated a little bit more.
Felicity Jones, I got to chat with her very, very briefly too. She is really, like, she's the real deal. She's very charming.
She is. You know, she comes off a little shy at first, but once she opens up, she was amazing to meet in person.
And online she just showed that she just got married, so that's exciting too. So I like that movie too, because as an English teacher during the day job, I like that it's very Shakespearean, because at the end, I mean, life isn't like that, unfortunately. That's one of the reasons that people like Star Wars, because it's hope. But Rogue One kind of peels the curtain back a little bit, because at the end, no one survives. But it's beautiful. All the threads are tied up. and they made a sacrifice for something greater than themselves, and I think that's what makes it so beautiful.
Exactly, and I think that's what I liked about it. It was one step closer to the ultimate goal. You know, there are sacrifices made along the way and casualties seen. So that's what I liked as well. It was a small piece to a big picture.
I agree. One of the big things when we went to the premiere was afterwards everyone was comparing Solo and Rogue One. So you really had a dichotomy. There were people who wanted happy endings who liked Solo, and people who were just like, you know, Rogue One, everybody died. I'm like, but that's kind of the point. Okay, so that's your favorite movie. Who's your favorite character? And you're allowed to change it later in your life.
Sure. I mean, I'd have to say Han Solo, just the bravado behind him and cool, calm, collected, always to the rescue. I just think the fact that he's able to think on his feet and use that charm in his favor is the reason why I think so many people love the character.
It's like us. It's like the three of us. So how did you think that Aaron Reich did? I mean, I personally, Solo, Harrison Ford is my absolute favorite. Indiana Jones is my favorite fictional character. But when I was watching that movie, I forgot about Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I mean, some people were worried, you know, he'd obviously be filling a large shoes in what Harrison Ford was able to deliver, but I thought he made it his own, you know, and you rooted for him, and you knew that he would find a way out of every situation that they put him in. So, I think he did a great job, to be honest with you.
I do, too.
And Donald Glover, I mean, no one really seemed to be concerned about him, and he was as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you couldn't find a better person for Lando. He is just a triple threat in regards to just his abilities. So I was very happy once I found out they were casting him. And obviously, he knocked it out of the park.
Oh, I agree. I'm just glad that my wife married me before she met him, because he has everything. You're totally right. Okay, so what is it about Star Wars you think? I mean, it's been going around for 40 years. You know, I grew up with it, and then now I've got three boys, and they love it. But it just keeps reinventing itself. But there's certain themes about Star Wars, I think, that resonate with so many of us. So to you, what are those themes that really bring out the best in the culture?
Sure, and I think it all starts with the basic core of Star Wars, you know, dark versus light, you know, what people assimilate with more and what really speaks to them. I also like the fact that you had the original three movies, and it's kind of worked its way out from that and kind of grown the story, and so many new characters get involved, and people end up clinging to them as well. So, you know, obviously Lucasfilm knows what they're doing, and to be honest with you, I'd love to see how the story continues.
Hey, Gino, thank you so much for being on Coffee with Kenobi.
My pleasure.
And be sure, of course, you've heard us talking about this card trader booth here, and you can get your picture with a life-size trading card. So you get to be in the card, right? You get to be a part of the Star Wars universe because you've got the 1977 makeup here, the description of the card, and it's a really, really fun thing. People are having so much fun. We are here with someone who is no stranger to Coffee with Kenobi. It's Mr. Mark Von Nolan. Mark, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's amazing all these years we've been working together and talking. We finally got to meet face-to-face.
I know. I love being able to meet my real life, my Twitter friends and the internet friends in real life. It's one of the best things about going to these shows.
You were going to say real life heroes, I know.
Also that. I mean, you know, this is one of my favorite podcasts.
Absolutely. Well, you did knock it out of the park when you were the co-host, so you're definitely welcome anytime. Tell us, now this is my first time at Comic-Con, but this is not your first time. Tell me what sets this con apart from Celebration or any other con, really.
Yeah, San Diego is a big deal, right? This is the crown jewel event of our industry. About 150,000 people are going to be here from all over the world checking out all different types of pop culture activities. If you're a fan of Marvel, if you're a fan of DC, if you're a Star Wars fan, if you like anime, if you like video games, there's so much to do. I also think San Diego is responsible for the off-site activation, right? They've taken over the city. So you walk around and there's all sorts of interesting stuff happening in storefronts across the town. I actually think that's eventually what New York Comic Con is going to become, given the limited space of the Javits Center. So this show is very special. It's also one that Topps is thrilled to be a part of, because we're one of many Star Wars licensees in the pavilion here. Lucasfilm has basically built a miniature city staffed with, like, Her Universe is across from us, Hallmark is here, Topps has our little dog and pony show with trading cards and autographs. It's fun because we get to see other licensees and our friends in the licensee universe, and of course the best fans in the world.
And so you mentioned a lot of the cool things. So I've been just on this side because I want to get ready for the show, but I went and got a Clone Wars shirt. Have you gotten a chance to look at the Her Universe stuff yet?
So the Her Universe stuff is spectacular. You know, I usually don't promote other people's products. I usually tell you to come buy from us, right? But if you've got some money, go over to Her Universe. The Clone Wars 10th Anniversary Collection is spectacular. They just dropped the photography today, and like James and Sam and Ashley, the whole crew, I think Kat Tabor was in there too. It's almost cosplay style if you're in the know, but just if you're a casual person, you don't realize that black and red jacket that's Darth Maul just looks like a very cool black and red jacket, and there's Sam modeling it, right? Meanwhile, he's what he's meant to do. Brilliant. But if you look at it, it's like, oh, that's the Darth Maul, like cross-hatching, basically. Super cool stuff. Highly recommend.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So you have, again, you've been with Topps for how many years now?
It's coming up on 4 years.
Is it really? Wow. And Star Wars, of course, and Topps are just inseparable, really, because as we talked about before, they've been together since the beginning. And now we've got this life-size trading card that you can be a part of. Tell me a little bit about this.
So, yeah, our digital team is really creative, and they know that people love personalization and being a part of, like, the social media experience, right? So we've set up this life-size trading card. It's very basic in our blue Starfield design, everyone's favorite. You can jump on in. We've got fun little props, especially if you're in full cosplay. Like, I've already had a couple of Rays walk by with staffs and lightsabers. People are shooting out through the card, which is the funny thing now. We can't shoot the consumer in any photos, so I'm seeing everyone now hold their guns straight out. And all I'm thinking in my head is 45-degree angle. You'll notice in our photography and our cards, we can't have guns shooting straight out. But everyone's doing it in the, you can do it here. So come on down to the booth and break all the rules.
All your dreams can come, and there's no shirtless Kylo Ren, as we know.
Not that I've seen yet, but all right. So if you're going to do the scavenger hunt, shirtless Kylo Ren has to be on that list. There's going to be like a variety of them. There's going to be like a couple of hot shirtless Kylo Rens, and then there's going to be a couple of jokey ones as well.
Like the when they had like the disturbing hefty bald man as Slave Leia, yeah, or as Hutt Slayer Leia.
That's right, Leia the Hutt Slayer. There's always a couple of older gentlemen taking it not so seriously.
It's true. So now I've got you here because you really, in all honesty, like you need to have a podcast because you've got the best personality for this. So it's good to have you on. Tell me where we are at. Now, of course, we're a positive show. We don't do spoilers. We don't do anything like that. But where do you think fandom is with this, with The Last Jedi and Solo?
Oh, this is a tough one. And I also think it could be a whole episode. Yeah, this is something that we could discuss at length. But I think the short version is Solo and Last Jedi were too close together. And there was content missing between Force Awakens and Last Jedi that would have helped explain Luke's character change, I think, to make it more palpable for people, that just wasn't there. Like, there's a lot of ancillary content, but that particular thing, I think, is what led people to dislike Luke's thing. And because people dislike Luke's thing, it carried over into Solo and I think actually affected the box office. So I think it's a combination of timing and, like, a little bit of bad feelings from Ep 8. I will say that I think people eventually get over things, and they always look back on things a little more fondly. Like, you're seeing it now with the prequels. Everyone loves the prequels all of a sudden. That wasn't true 5 years ago, so everyone needs to calm down. So there were people who liked the prequels, but... You know, and I think they're okay. They're not my favorite part of the saga. But there's always this revisionist history that's going to happen. And I actually think a year from now, people are going to say, wow, Solo was really great. And anyone who skipped out on it, I feel like they're missing out. I would argue, too, that things like Rebels and Clone Wars and Forces of Destiny, content that's maybe not 100% designed for you, if you don't like it, move on. And if you do like it, tell people, because I loved Rebels, and I would tell people every week, if you're not watching Rebels, you're missing the best part of the saga. It's still my favorite part, and I'll never feel otherwise, I think, because those 4 seasons with Filoni at the helm, it's some of the best storytelling you're going to get. Now, if you don't like animation, I kind of know what to do for you, but, like, yeah. The nice thing, though, about the fandom is that there's always something for everyone. So you might not like everything, but I think there will be people who love Resistance. There will be people who like Episode 9. There will be people who like the spinoffs. The Darth Vader comic is stellar. Star Wars Explained calls it their thing to read every month. They call it the story of the month every month. There's no surprise. It's always the Vader comic. So there's something for everyone. So I think that in the fandom, we've got a lot of options right now. And the more options there are more things to like, and there are also more things to dislike. So I think we're just hearing the negativity. But I take it as we've got options. I'd rather that than nothing at all.
Oh, I agree. You hit on a lot of important key points. I really think, too, that the Solo box office thing, which has never bothered me, but I'm not the one who has to count the money, although it'd be nice if I was. But I really think it's because it came out too closely. I agree. I think if it came out in December, because we're so conditioned now for the past 4 years to see Star Wars during Christmas time with your families. I mean, people travel everywhere for Christmas, as you know. And then what do they do the day after Christmas or on Christmas Day? They go to see a Star Wars movie. So now that option's gone. And in the summer when you've got Infinity War, which is a juggernaut of a film, and a great film, by the way, it just makes sense to me. My Uber driver asked me, whenever I tell them I like Star Wars or I do a podcast, they always say, can I have your autograph? And then after they say that, they say, what do you think of The Last Jedi? Like, you know, here we go. Let's unwrap this thing. And today the guy said, I think people were disappointed because Luke Skywalker didn't get out a lightsaber and just wipe out the resistance. And when I hear that, I think, well, they must not have seen Return of the Jedi. Because what Luke does, what does he do? He's a pacifist. He decides this weapon is making me evil. He throws it away in front of the most dangerous man in the galaxy, in the history of the galaxy, probably. And so, again, when he fights Kylo, doesn't take one offensive move at all. And I think that's why he has peace, and that's why he has purpose. And I think that's beautiful. So I can respect the fact that maybe some people were hoping for something else. But that just wouldn't be Luke Skywalker, would it?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the peace and the purpose and the pacificity does make sense when it comes to Luke. That scene in Return of the Jedi when he throws the lightsaber down, to your point, in front of the Emperor and Vader, is a moment of, like, sort of surrendering to what the Force will. And I think it's the same with Kylo. There is something to be said about violence of any type leading you down the dark side. It's a tough moral question to debate, right? Like, your heroes need to fight against the bad guys. But fighting in general is something that, I mean, Mon Mothma's always said it, right? Like, I would say Mon Mothma is the most Jedi person of all the Jedi, because she'll only fight back to the extent in which she can stop the attack, but she'll never become the aggressor. And there's a lot of controversy around that, right? Like, she rapidly demilitarized what was the Empire right afterward, forming it into the Republic. And in some ways, it kind of backfired because it allowed the enemies on the outside to get the upper hand. But she was coming from a very... she was coming from a very idealistic place, and I think Luke has sort of recaptured that idealism. You know, he was trying to train this whole new group of Jedi, thinking it was the right thing to do, and then instead, probably it occurred to him, he's like, should we be teaching anyone violence of any type? Is sort of how I look at it. It's a tough thing, though, because I can see why people would be disappointed in that. It seems like he's giving up, whereas instead he may have just found a new piece, you know?
I agree. And yeah, like, I like what you said, because there very much is like, there's this myth of redemptive violence where the hero has to kill the bad guy at the end, right? And I think, like, the Lego movie, which I actually didn't like as well as most people did, but that probably because I heard about it for so long, and when I finally saw it, everyone already told me everything about the movie. But then that bad guy doesn't die, like, and he's redeemed, and it's not through violence. And I think, I don't know what's going to happen with Kylo, but I just think that they've laid groundwork for some smart stuff. Rian Johnson is a smart guy.
Look, I love Episode 8, and I'm never going to even temper my love for it. It is my number two movie. It's behind, well, my personal favorite is Return of the Jedi, and then number two would be Last Jedi, though I understand that everyone loves Empire the best, and sort of objectively, Empire's a better movie. I, just being a kid when Jedi came out, it's kind of the thing that I still love. I love those Ewoks, damn it. Like, I'm going to love them forever. And I feel that way about Last Jedi, that I think 10 years from now when we talk about this film, there's so many complicated issues in there that I think are getting misinterpreted, or people just don't even want to think about it. They just don't like the fact that the plot was a ship running out of gas. And there's also, I hate to say it out loud, but like, we've seen it, like, the layers of misogyny and racism and everything else that factors into it. You can't deny when someone like Kelly Marie Tran has run off of Instagram that there's a loud, angry group of people who are just being loud and angry for that sake. Now, there is legitimate criticism to be had about the film, and I'm happy to have those dialogues, and if people tell me they don't like the film, that's fine. It's the negativity being thrown into the universe around it that's frustrating, especially when I think great stuff is coming. Like, I actually love Forces of Destiny, even though it's not made for me, because they're fun. Just enjoy it. We see how Princess Leia got that dress in Return of the Jedi. We saw how she gets the Boosh costume. That's canon now. So good. And it's, you know, it's silly, it's a very simple story, but does everything need to be dark and complicated? Sometimes it could just be fun.
Right. Yeah, that one of my favorite episodes of Force of Destiny was when where Ezra and Ahsoka are training, and she's like attacking him, and he's thrown off by that. I think that was the smartest one they've ever done. I really do.
Yeah, look, I love Ahsoka. I can't get enough of her. I'll never let it go. Like, Ahsoka lives forever. Hashtag Ahsoka lives forever. And it seems like Filoni can't let it go either. I mean, like, he killed her and brought her back and killed her and brought her back, and I'll never die. She's in the final shot of Rebels, you know? She should have her own show again. And, you know, the joke is, like, have we seen enough of Ahsoka? And I would argue that not at all. You know, we don't know what she's doing or what she was doing during episodes 4, 5, and 6. And she's got a lot of wisdom, and she lived through the worst of the Jedi during the fall of the Republic, and she saw the Empire rise, and probably behind the scenes had a hand in its downfall. She also probably interacted with Luke. We don't know that yet. It's not canon. She certainly interacted with Leia. She was great friends with Bail, and working with Mon Mothma and everyone else. There's no reason to believe that she didn't have contact with Luke, I would think. So there's a lot to unpack with that character, and I think she's the one in which we can learn some of the best lessons.
Hey, Mark, I know you are a man in demand here at San Diego Comic-Con, so thank you so much for your time, and you passed the second audition. I think the orange blazer may be getting sewn for you as we speak.
Well, I'm thrilled to come by anytime you like. I love doing the podcast. I'm not going to do my own, but I'm going to swing on in. I'll be your Joan Rivers permanent guest host, right? But while I've got everyone's attention, and if you are in the San Diego area and would like to either come meet me or any of my teammates from TOPS, we're in the Lucasfilm Pavilion. We're at booth 2913-R. We've got some really cool stuff. Aside from the giant oversized trading card that you can make yourself into a meme and whatnot, we've got an exclusive trading card set for sale, and we've got a stack of Star Wars Authentics autographs, all at really discounted show prices. So we've got Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley, Felicity Jones, John Boyega, a whole different stack of new signers like Ben Mendelsohn and Paul Bettany from Solo. He's our first Solo signer. And we're giving away some promo cards as well. So it's a lot of fun stuff happening at the booth. So come on down.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much. I'm going to be down a little bit to get some promo cards myself.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks, buddy. So much fun here. I mean, you know, having Gino and Mark on and getting their perspective on what's going on in the world of Star Wars, as well as kind of what's just going on at the con and these amazing cards that they have at TOPS. It's great. You know, again, TOPS and Star Wars are synonymous with one another. They put together an amazing product. And I think what I think is important is their actual fans. Like, they actually care about their product. So, again, booth 2913R in the Lucasfilm Pavilion. Look for the black carpet. You'll see the Star Wars stuff everywhere. And you can get your picture over here with these life-sized trading card, and it's so much fun. I mean, it's so much fun. Again, while I'm doing this, it's not an exaggeration. People are constantly coming over here, putting on the Lando cape, getting the Solo blaster, and just having a great time. It's fun. I one of the things I love about Star Wars is just seeing how happy it makes people. I mean, we talked about some of the negativity, and that's there. But we choose to focus on the good things, you know? You know, that's how we're going to win. You know, not fighting what we hate, but saving what we love. And what we love is Star Wars. And what we love is this fandom. And it's everywhere. I can't even tell you how excited I am to be here at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm going to be exploring a lot more things. We talked a little bit before. I'm jumping around a little bit because there's lots to talk about. We talked about before about what's going on with the Solo film coming out. Speaking of Solo, the Millennium Falcon experience is here at San Diego Comic-Con. I did this at the press junket. You've seen the pictures on Twitter, on my personal profile, at Mr. Zary Marcy, EHR, and then at Coffee with Kenobi, of course. And it's cool, right? You have to come here. I know the wristbands, I think it's pretty much gone for Thursday. I think they're pretty much taking them all already. But they're definitely here, and I see Daniel and everyone walking around organizing this thing. It's a world-class organization. Lucasfilm knows how to take care of their fans and take care of their product, and they do a great job. As, of course, does TOPS. Again, we are at booth 2913R in Lucasfilm Pavilion here at San Diego Comic-Con, and they've got some great stuff. You can download the Star Wars Card Trader here if you haven't already done so, and they have exclusive cards that people can get that they'll have access to that you can't get anywhere else because you come here to Comic-Con and you give your fan name, and I think that's cool. I put my name down. Are you kidding me? Like, that's one of my favorite things about the app is getting those exclusive cards, are the ones that are hard to get a hold of. I think that is so much fun. We are back here at San Diego Comic-Con, and I am watching people walk around with these exclusive. You know, you've got the different action figures and the Funko Pops, and there's just all kinds of exciting things going on. But what people honestly seem to keep gravitating towards is this Topps Digital booth, because you can get your picture with this life-size Star Wars trading card that, again, is modeled after the one that they had in 1977. And that's the one that people remember. That's the one that I remember. I remember visibly being in my grandparents' house and getting these cards and just being so excited. I remember especially, honestly, the ones from The Empire Strikes Back, because they had a lot of the cool ones of Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon. And those are really awesome. And, you know, when you get those images of Boba Fett and things like that. And then we heard Gino and Mark talking about the care that goes into finding these images that are out there and finding the things that Star Wars fans resonate to. Again, we are it's a very visual experience. Star Wars is a very visual thing. And these cards, you know, it's visual. It's right there on your phones. You never have to worry about losing any cards, because they're all right there for you. Again, they're in the cloud. They're in the galaxy for you, waiting for you, and they're great. I cannot wait to see what these exclusives are from Comic-Con as well, because they're going to be amazing. I mean, how could it be anything but amazing, honestly? Live at San Diego Comic-Con, we are here. We are at the Topps booth in the Lucasfilm Pavilion at San Diego Comic-Con. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? That is such a cool thing. I'm so excited to be here. I can't even tell you, when I was walking across the street, which they've closed off the front street, or I can't think of the name off the top of my head now. They've completely closed off the traffic, which I guess they had never done before, and that's because it's just too crazy, right? And even though it's very, very busy in here, I feel like it's organized chaos. I feel like people have a hand on things, because it's great. It's so smooth out here, because the way they've got it going, there's so many things for people to see, and there's so much diversity as far as different kinds of fandom, too. So there's a lot of things for people to enjoy. I'm watching people walking around from these different Star Wars helmets that are motorcycle helmets, seeing the Lego display. They've just got a ton of cool stuff there, and it's a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, you can get your photo in a life-size Topps trading card here at the Topps booth. It is booth 2913R. You can't miss it, because it's got the black carpet down here at the Lucasfilm Pavilion. And you see the Star Wars stuff everywhere. I mean, Star Wars, you can't miss the Star Wars stuff. I mean, everybody's coming towards it, and why wouldn't you? It's the coolest stuff out here, and I'm a little biased because of Coffee with Kenobi and just being a lifetime Star Wars fan. Another cool thing about coming over to the booth is that you can get these autographed cards. You can get a chance to win these autographed cards, and plus they've got Star Wars Authentics has a bunch of new signers, as Mark said, with some of the coolest images from the Star Wars galaxy on there for you to get a hold of. It's tremendous. It really is tremendous. Also, you can get your photo on social media after you get your picture in this booth here, and you get a chance to win autograph prizes and download the Star Wars Collector app and collect new cards every day. And they said Paul Bettany is actually someone who is signed, and that's the person who you can get the memorabilia from, right? That is really, really cool stuff. I mean, that's the people what want. That's what people want, right? Those cool exclusives that you can't get anywhere else. And Paul Bettany, you know, he's not like he frequents the con circuit, and he's not even here as far as I know. But he did sign some stuff for Topps, and you can win this if you get online and you post your image of yourself in this Topps life-size trading card. It's hashtag SWCT sweepstakes. That's Star Wars Card Tour sweepstakes. And the Twitter handle is at Topps SWCT. Instagram, it's Topps Digital Official. Of course, when you type in Topps, you'll see it. If you go to Coffee with Kenobi's feed, you're going to see it there as well. A lot of good things for you to enjoy and for you to share your Star Wars fandom with. I mean, again, Star Wars and Topps, they're all about nostalgia, and nothing says it better than Topps Digital. And I'm getting to say this to you live again at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm a broken record, but I find myself in these situations, these incredible fan situations, just thinking, I am so blessed. I am so fortunate because of all of you and your support and your feedback, and whether it's following us through Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. You've just done a lot to help make Coffee with Kenobi, the podcast, and the place for Star Wars fandom and positivity and spoiler-free conversation that we want it to be. Because of you, we've been able to travel all over the world. I mean, I've been to California how many times in the past couple of years? Been to Florida, been to Disney World, been over to London, to Pinewood Studios. Been a lot of amazing places, and it's because of your support. And I thank you so much on behalf of everyone at Coffee with Kenobi. So before we wrap up, I want to try to get Emily here. Emily runs the social media aspect of things at Topps, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on the digital side of things. Emily, welcome to Coffee with Kenobi.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So What do you think about this? How many times have you been to Comic-Con?
This is my second San Diego Comic-Con. It keeps getting better and better every single year, and I am a personal fan of our booth this year. Last year we had the posters were a big hit, but this year the life-size card, everyone is loving it, and it's lots of fun to see fans come into the booth. They're striking a pose. They're grabbing our props. It's a good time here at the Topps booth.
Isn't it fun, too, like, to see people kind of let their hair down? I think people, like, this is, like, an element for people that sometimes are be a little more shy or introverted, but here they feel comfortable because this is the kind of stuff that they love, they've grown up with, that they are avid collectors of. And nothing, you know, accentuates that better than Topps and what they've got going on here with this life-size trading card. I mean, I did it, but I'm a ham anyway. And actually, I was a little subdued. I'm going to have to do some more over the weekend so that I can really ham it up even more. But people are having a great time.
They're having a blast, and I believe I saw you tweet your card at us at Topps SWCT. You definitely looked good in that booth there. But I agree with you. Comic-Con in general is just such a judgment-free zone, and it's a place where you can be the best fan that you can be, and I absolutely love it. You see people walking around in incredible cosplay. Some people are just here to check out the scene and kind of be bystanders about it, but there's really something for everyone here, and it's a blast. It's an absolute blast to watch. Blast to be a part of, and I'm loving our booth this year. It's really great.
It's very fun, and there's a cool thing. Like, not only do you get to get your picture, you know, but you talked about the social media aspect. What are some things that are definite perks for people who come and get their picture and then post this on social media?
Absolutely. So we're actually running a sweepstakes, and there's more details online, so you can catch more details there. But our sweepstakes is you come, you take a photo at the booth, and you tweet it at us, or you put it on Instagram. We're on Instagram at Topps Digital Official. You use our sweepstakes hashtag, which is hashtag SWCT sweepstakes, and you have a chance to win Star Wars Authentics memorabilia. We have autographed photos that were given away, and Authentics is here at the booth with us as well. They have some really great sets that they're giving away. But, you know, really the goal with social media is to make sure that even for the fans who can't be here, they get to be able to be a part of the action somehow. They get to see a little bit of what's going on both at our booth and just at the show in general. We've been, we plan to tweet out some promo cards. I know you tweeted out your promo card. Lucky fans snagged that. And, yeah, it's just a way for, you know, fans to stay connected and follow along this weekend.
And I'm super excited, and we talked about this before we started broadcasting, the fact that you can come here and you can give your fan name, and you're going to get access to an exclusive pack. Like, I'm foaming at the mouth for that thing.
Lots of fans are. Lots of fans are. And the cards themselves look great. They're called Outlaw Oaths, and there's four of them in there. You know, guaranteed each pack. They're really popular. I know fans, I see them buzzing on social about them already. So we'll make sure we get some promo cards out there on Twitter for the rest of the weekend, rest of the fans to enjoy. But definitely fun to come over here. We're taking down fan names as well. Hopefully we can hook them up with something in the app just for visiting the booth. It's a little bit of something that we got going on here.
I, you know, honestly, I think I need to stop recording the show now because I want to see the cards. Tell me what they look like because I haven't seen them yet.
I'm going to pull them up for you. They actually have been tweeted at us already, but check them out.
That was a real reaction.
Hopefully you can put them on your Twitter once you enter your code, and you know, your followers at Coffee with Kenobi can see them as well. But they are very cool, and of course we're going for the solo theme here, both in the packs as well as the props that we have for our photos. We have Lando's cape, we have dice, you know, the lucky dice, of course. So we're going with the solo theme as well as in the app itself with our exclusive Comic-Con pack as well as here at the booth.
So I'm sure this isn't going to work because since you had the coolest job in the world and you got to go to the All-Star Game and meet all these cool people, even though you're a Yankees fan, we'll let it slide for today, just for today.
Sure.
Actually, I don't care if you're a Yankees fan. I think it's cool.
I have a quick question for you. Who won the All-Star Game? Was that the National League or the AL?
Oh, because you had such a big part in that. They're still hitting home runs for that thing, aren't they?
You're right. I think they set a record with, 10 home runs last night?
Yeah. And that was the American League won, five or six in a row?
I think it was six now. It was a lot of fun.
You see on ESPN, I don't know if you saw it, but you probably know, but last night they were 45 apiece, both leagues, and now the American League has it.
we're ahead now, right? That's it. And
so do you think the Yankees are going to beat the Red Sox?
Well, I have to admit, one of my favorite parts about the All-Star game was when Bryce Harper came up. I believe it was in the second or third inning, and my boy Luis Severino was on the mound and struck him out. So I think I was the only one in that ballpark cheering, but it was something special for Yankees fans. Of course, Aaron Judge getting up to the plate and hitting the first home run of the game. It was fantastic.
And that one had a flight attendant on it. That's how hard he hit it.
I don't think it's come down yet.
No, I mean, Harper, this has become a baseball podcast, which is fun. I love baseball. But Harper said it's really struggled the first half of the year. Do you think this will wake him up when the home run derby? Kyle Schwarber, I think, did pretty darn well, too.
I was rooting for Schwarber as a dark horse, but, you know, it's always fun to see someone win it in their own ballpark, and I hope that it gave, you know, Harper a little bit of confidence at the plate. Of course, it's just a glorified batting practice, right? But, you know, for him to win it just kind of at the last second in bonus time, I hope that put some spark in him. He had his cheering section. Max Scherzer was out there. Doolittle was out there. Yeah, they were the most important cheering section, I think, for him. But the Nats are looking good. It should be a good half of the season, second half of the season.
So when we start talking about this, and I know you got to run, but I said before, it's hard to imagine you getting jealous because you've met so many cool people, but you show me those exclusive cards that are covered with Lando Calrissian and Donald Glover. Would you be jealous if you found out that I got to chat with him at the press junket for Solo?
Don't tell me that, Dan.
Oh, really?
No, it's incredible. And you know what? That's the cool part about just being in the industry in general, whether you are making trading cards or you have your own podcast. There's just always networking events and always ways to meet these people. And the Star Wars actors in general, I think, understand what kind of community that they have here. And like you said, they are so cool about it and very willing to talk to their fans. And it's really a very cool community.
Hey, you're pretty good at this. Thanks for being on Coffee with Kenobi.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, hey, again, remember, everybody, we're getting ready to sign off here, but at booth 2913R in the Lucasfilm Pavilion, you can't miss it because we've got the black carpet here. You can come down. You can get your picture with a life-size card. You can be a part of the Topps Digital Star Wars community, and you can pose with a Lando cape or a Han Solo blaster. You've got the Chewbacca mask. People are having the time of their lives here. Everybody keeps coming over, stepping over me because they can get to the booth, and I don't blame them because it's a really cool opportunity. Again, you can find mine online. Just do hashtag SWCT sweepstakes, and you can win autographed Solo memorabilia. You can get access to the exclusive trading cards. There's a lot of cool things that you can do, all courtesy of Topps. And, of course, this was a sponsored podcast. I don't think that's actually a secret, and I'm supposed to tell you that, but it doesn't really matter. I'd be talking about this anyway because I really love this product. Again, I don't talk about or support things that I don't feel passionate about or that I don't believe in, and I don't believe in the people. And the people here at Topps, at Gino and Mark and Emily and the gang at Topps, have been great to me. I want to thank them so much for allowing me to be a part here of San Diego Comic-Con, my very first Comic-Con, and I get to broadcast live from the Lucasfilm Pavilion. How great is that? I want to thank CWK sponsor Topps Digital for having me broadcast here at the Topps booth at San Diego Comic-Con. If you listen to our show through iTunes, please leave us a review. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and Tumblr, and we'd love for you to check us out there. Be sure to listen to our CWK family of shows, too, including Legends Library, Girls Reactions, Comics with Kenobi, and Lattes with Leia. Please leave a review for each of their shows as well. Be sure to subscribe to each of them individually, as they all have their own feeds now. Again, a big thank you to Gino Frizzano, Emily Kless, and Mark Von Olin for joining us today. Be sure to go to booth 2913 if you're in San Diego Comic-Con to get a chance to win autographed Star Wars merchandise from Paul Bettany from Topps. Get your picture of the life-size Topps card and really have an impact on your fandom. My goodness, it is so much fun. People are having the best time. I'm going to go get back in line so I can get my picture too because it's so much fun. Again, thank you so much, everybody. We'll be back with much more San Diego Comic-Con coverage. This is the podcast you're looking for.